Welcome back this Easter Tuesday. Welcome back to the same chapter of Matthew that we were looking at a month ago. When Jesus revealed himself on Easter evening to the Emmaus disciples, he was breaking bread with them, having supper. A little later, coming to his disciples, he asked them, "Do you have anything to eat?" And proved that he was not a ghost by eating a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb. That was all on that first Easter. And a little bit later, by the Sea of Galilee, when he showed himself to them, what did he do? He offered them a breakfast of grilled fish to go along with their 153 fish in the net. Our risen Lord does not forget our daily needs, but as the hymn says, he lives to grant me rich supply. And he's taught us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Verse 11. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. It was 220 years ago, in 1805, that Lewis and Clark, the famous explorers, first met the Nez Perce Indians in northern Idaho. Lewis and Clark were on their way to the Pacific coast, but on their return, they stayed a little bit longer with this tribe. In those days, according to tribal historians, the Nez Perce had no formal worship. A little later, they developed ceremonies to honor the sun father, who's not shining much today, and the earth mother. In the springtime, for example, when the salmon came up the rivers and into the creeks to spawn, the head chief or priest of the clan would call the whole village together, and they stood in a circle with their heads bowed while the leader took a salmon and followed the course of the sun while everyone chanted, "O Father, bless the fish. O Father, bless us." And then they would dig a hole and put the fish in it. And as they covered it with dirt again, they would chant, "O Father, O Mother, bless the fish. O Mother, bless us." They knew enough to pray about their daily needs. What they did not know was whom to thank for the blessings, and what a difference that made. As Paul wrote to the Romans, they worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator. When Jesus taught us to pray to our Heavenly Father, "Give us this day our daily bread," it was not to suggest that our doing the prayer secures food, drink, clothing, shoes, and all that we need for daily life. Even the heathen can enjoy those things, or the salmon run, or bread made from the camas root. But Jesus wants us to recognize, even before we come to the table, that our daily bread is a gift. So he teaches us to pray, "Give us this day." Sure, we study and work hard, but if God did not bless our labors, none of them would amount to anything. That's why Moses prayed so earnestly, "May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. What's even more important, Jesus wants us to know who is the source of every good gift and every perfect gift. He wants us to know whom to thank. It's sometimes pointed out that out of all the seven petitions in the Lord's Prayer, this one is the only one that deals with material things. But even this one is about knowing the giver of those material things and looking to him, and those are spiritual blessings. In this life, we learn many methods of getting what we want and need, whether food or friends or even attention. But Jesus teaches us a method that we would learn nowhere else. Daily bread, even the pagans run after that. But Jesus teaches us to run to our Father, the same Father who sent his beloved Son to take the punishment for all our sins, the same Father who also raised him up on the third day, and who will also raise us up with glorified material bodies. We run to this Father because he has shown himself to be interested in our material needs. If you're ever on a choir tour that visits the San Francisco area, our choir just came back from Washington State. In the San Francisco area, you might get a chance to visit Half Moon Bay, an inlet of the Pacific Ocean. There you can see kelp washed up on the shore, lying like huge onions in the sun. You can see the little sandpipers chasing the waves out and then scurrying back as the new waves come in. You can throw breadcrumbs in the air, and hovering seagulls watch them dive down to catch it before it hits the ground. You might also come upon the more startling sight of a dead bird on the beach. And remember Jesus' words, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father." The same Father who created the mighty ocean created the smallest bird and cares for it and watches over it. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Matthew 10. It is good to know that the Father who gives us our daily bread is so mighty that he can care for the whole creation and at the same time watch over us too. Now we can bring our petition not as an empty wish dish, but already filled with thanksgiving to the Father who surely will give us everything that is good for us without fail. Amen. Hymn 200, stanzas 4 and 5. Thank you.